Grandma Betty pulls the car to the side of the road. "You'll see," she says, patting Liz on the hand. "It isn't all that bad."
"Not all that bad? How the hell could it get any worse? I'm 15, and I'm dead! Dead!"
For a minute, no one speaks. Suddenly, Grandma Betty claps her hands together.
"I've just had the most marvelous idea, Elizabeth. You have your learner's permit, right?"
Liz nods.
"Why don't you drive us back to the house?"
Liz nods again. Although she is justifiably upset by the turn of events, she doesn't want to pass up an opportunity to drive. After all, she'll probably never get her driver's license in this stupid place. And who knows how many months until they'll take away her learner's permit, too.
Liz opens the passenger door and gets out as Grandma Betty slides across the bench seat to the passenger side. "Do you know how to maneuver this kind of transmission?"
"My car's a bit of a dinosaur, I'm afraid," says Grandma Betty. "I can do everything except parallel parking and three-point turns," Liz answers calmly. "We were supposed to cover those next in driver's ed, but unfortunately for me, I croaked."
The route to Grandma Betty's house is simple enough, and aside from the occasional direction, the ride is silent. Although she has plenty to say, Grandma Betty doesn't want to distract Liz from her driving.
Liz isn't in the mood for conversation anyway, and she lets her mind wander. Of course, a wandering mind is not always advisable for the recently deceased, and is nearly never advisable for the beginning driver. Liz thinks about why it took her so long to figure out she was dead. Other people, like Curtis and Tandy, seem to realize immediately, or soon thereafter. She feels like a real dunce. At school, Liz always prided herself.